Well, Justin Trudeau is pissed off at Tucker Carlson and says Tucker Carlson is responsible for the ending of gender reassignment surgeries in Alberta, Canada. That's not me saying this. That is Justin Trudeau saying this about Tucker Carlson and his recent appearance there.
It is telling that the week after welcoming far-right American conservative Tucker Carlson to her province to sit with him on stage, Danielle Smith has now moved forward with the most anti-LGBT policies of anywhere in the country. Canadians need to know that the federal government and all Canadians will be there to protect youth.
So what's going on here? Well, Alberta's premier, Danielle Smith, which is the equivalent of a governor in the United States, in one of our many states across the country. So Danielle Smith announced a series of stunning changes to Alberta's rules regarding gender-affirming care. And across North America, she's the first one. So this is a big, big story. And for that, we want to bring in David Craden, who writes at the Post Millennial. He's also on YouTube at Craden's Right. And David, you wrote this piece. I mean, this is really a huge moment for Canada, but it's also possibly a huge moment for North America, saying enough is enough here with these crazy gender reassignment surgeries in minors. Can you tell us what's going on here?
I think this is, it's stunning that it's stunning. Let's put it that way, because it wasn't that long ago when this sort of policy would have been considered so normal, so commonsensical that nobody would have objected. What Premier Danielle Smith has done is said that in Alberta, if you're under 17, you can't get a sex change operation. That's not going to happen until you get a little bit older. And if you're 15 years and under, you're not going to be accessible to hormone therapies or puberty blockers or chemical castration. Anything that's going to interfere with your natural sexual development. And what she's really done, I think, that is going to get her applause from around North America and the world, is to say that women's sports will also be protected by barring biological males who claim to be females from competing in the sports. And this is groundbreaking. It's courageous. Certainly in Canada, she's come under tremendous attack from the federal Liberals, who have no business getting involved in provincial education, because it's a provincial right in Canada. And she's come under attack by a lot of activists. But I tell you, the demonstrations that occurred last weekend in Calgary and Edmonton attracted hundreds, not thousands, hundreds of hardcore activists. And I can tell you, parents in Alberta are very happy with this. And parents across Canada, I think, are emboldened that maybe their premier will have the guts that Premier Danielle Smith has.
So hundreds. So you don't, do you think that the outrage will be larger? I mean, you have like cities like Vancouver, of course, where you just walking down the street in Vancouver, you'll trip over, transgender flags everywhere you turn. So how widespread do you think this response will be?
I think she'll get pushback largely from the media and from politicians and from activists. I don't think she's going to get widespread pushback. And one of the other things she's done here, which is going to make a lot of the activists angry, is she said, you're not coming into Alberta schools with an extremist sex agenda, with sex education that might not be something the parents want their children to see. You're not coming into the classroom with pornography. And if it's approved by the Alberta Ministry of Education, parents have to opt in. They don't opt out anymore. They have to opt in and say, yes, I approve my child to see that. So I don't think the response is going to be catastrophic. She knew she was going to face resistance. But I think what is really surprising is how bizarre the response has been from the federal politicians, from the federal Liberals, and not just Justin Trudeau blaming Tucker Carlson for this, and once again blaming these far-right MAGA conservatives in Canada. But I mean, the employment minister, who happens to be a member of parliament from Edmonton, Alberta, claimed that this is A NATO moment, he said, for the LGBTQ movement in Canada. You go after one of us, you go after us all, he said. And of course, he is a gay man and has always spoken about that quite openly. But he claimed that when this policy was announced by Premier Smith, he was on the phone all night long with transgender youth across the province who felt victimized by this. I think that's absolute BS. I don't think there's any barrage of phone calls coming to him from victimized trans youth. And I don't believe he would answer the phone if they were victimized and calling him. So it's absolute nonsense. And for Randy Boisseneau, this employment minister, to claim he's on the phone all night long consoling trans youth in Alberta is almost comical. But certainly, I think he's lying. Yes, I do.
I would love for him to prove that. Randy, can you show us the phone records? Do you have a separate... He's just answering the phone when people call his house and... It's like a trans hotline that he's just picking up. Maybe he has a dedicated phone just for trans teens who, like a hotline, who are upset about life, and then he avails himself in that way. I'd really be interested. I hope some journalists up there will look into this and ask to see his phone records. He was on the phone all night with disgruntled trans teens who are worried about what's going to happen in Alberta. And really, what are they worried about? That they won't be able to get bottom surgeries and top surgeries until they become an adult, and that they won't have access to pornography in the schools? Again, to your point at the beginning, this sounds insane. Sounds comical, like that we'd even have to have a discussion about this. But this is the state of play right now.
Well, to suggest, and once again, I go back to Randy Boisseneau, this MP from Edmonton, employment minister, who said that when you join the chess club, you don't have to inform your parents. Well, I'm sorry, Randy, but having a sex change operation or starting a lifetime on hormone therapy, which can be potentially dangerous to your body, that's not like joining the chess club. And why these liberals can't see this, having a sex change operation at 14, at 12, is pretty consequential for the rest of your life. Being chemically castrated, it's not like joining the chess club. It's not like joining the gymnastics club. This is pretty consequential stuff. And Premier Smith is being responsible and saying, hey, you can wait a few years. If this is so important to you, you can wait a few years until your mind and your body and your consciousness matures sufficiently. Right. And well, God, you better keep your parents involved too.
Well, we know from our reporting on this show and the science on this, of course, that most of this, is a phase for individuals, and they end up growing out of it. It works itself out, the sort of gender dysphoria that a lot of kids experience, you know, and we've heard from so many guests on our show who've said, my God, I was a tomboy when I was young, and if I had just been pushed in that way, I might have decided to do something crazy like that. I'm so glad I didn't, but I played with a lot of boys, and now I'm a happily married woman, and but I was a tomboy as a kid. So a lot of this works itself out, mostly almost all of it works itself out in adolescence. And of course, gender dysphoria, and a larger problem with this, of course, is a mental disorder and should be treated that way, not with these biopharmaceutical companies that are making billions of dollars off of the drugs and the associative puberty blockers. And of course, the surgeries, which make these hospitals tens of thousands of dollars per surgery, which is why they're pushing this. I'm curious, what is Justin Trudeau so upset about here? He's really worried that this is an assault then on the LGBTQ+ community in Canada.
Well, he's obviously very, very upset about this, linking it once again to this MAGA conspiracy, where he sees MAGA conspiracy under every bed in Canada now. And he seems to think Tucker Carlson is organizing some sort of insurrection in Canada. It's absurd, but he's serious about it. And every time a premier in Ontario and in Canada decides to do something, to make a decision about parental rights, to say that parents at least should be informed, that kids should not be changing their pronouns or gender when they're 12 years old, Justin Trudeau is there to say, oh, wait, this is a violation of trans rights. And he is so obsessed with this issue. And you say, why is he? Because everything that Justin Trudeau breaks down ultimately to gender identity and to identity politics. He is so obsessed with dividing Canadians on the basis of anything possible, race, ethnicity, sexuality, ideology, gender, sex, everything. Trudeau insists upon dividing Canadians upon any criteria he can possibly find. So ultimately, this is not about Justin Trudeau's concern for the safety of youth. There's nothing safe about gender changes. There's nothing safe about hormone therapy. There's nothing safe about sex changes. But what is Trudeau concerned about? Keeping identity politics alive and strong in Canada, because he has benefited from dividing Canadians against each other. Divided, he stands.
Prematurely encouraging or enabling children to alter their very biology is what Danielle Smith wrote in this decision. And she says, or their natural growth, no matter how well-intentioned and sincere, it poses a serious risk to the child's future. That as premier, I'm not comfortable with permitting in our province. So she's saying, I'm worried about the safety and the well-being of our children. And that's what she's pinning this on. So it's hard to argue with that. And I hope that more people pay attention. Do you think that other provinces are going to follow suit, or will you see a flood of people moving to Alberta to want to protect their children in the future?
Well, it's interesting you should say a flood of people moving to Alberta. There are a flood of people moving to Alberta, not just because of this issue, but because of stands she's taken on a lot of other issues. This is the most commonsensical premier in Canada. And I know Danielle Smith from her journalism days. Always had a lot of time for Danielle. And I think she's one hell of a good premier. But I think you will find other provinces following suit. Yes, some in the Maritimes. I think you might push Ontario in this direction, even though Doug Ford is very waffly on these issues. And I think you might see this in Saskatchewan, definitely, which has also moved in this direction. So you're definitely going to see a trend, I think, towards common sense and people waking up. We talk about woke politics, but people really need to wake up to how crazy things have become in this world, where anybody would think it's somehow safe that you're protecting a child's safety when you encourage them to get a sex change operation when they're 12 years old. That's not safe. That's not sane. That's absolutely insane. And I think a lot of parents, if they're not already there, are saying, hey, this has gone way too far. We've gone too far down the slippery slope. And a lot of us, including myself, predicted we were going there when the social change began a decade or so ago.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Just like a little side note here, I don't know what school you're going to where your children can sign up for all sorts of extracurricular activities and the parents don't have any knowledge about it. I mean, my kids are in sports. My daughter just joined the chess club. We were actively participating in that entire process and having discussions with her about it and had to sign the forms for it. Like, okay, I'm just not sure where. It's not a good analogy anyway, but I just want to know, how are these parents out to lunch that they wouldn't know that their children are even signing up for these clubs in the first place? So that's a ridiculous analogy by that member of government up there in Canada. David Creighton, great to see you. You should read David's full piece on this over at the Post Millennial. Really good reporting on this and fascinating. Way to go, Danielle Smith, up there in Alberta. We should all applaud for this move. Thanks, David.
Thank you so much, Clayton.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.